ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం అథోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణం అస్తు అనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతే స ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తేమయి సంతు తేమయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సో టుడే వి విల్ స్టార్ట్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్. లైక్ ది అదర్ ఫోర్ చాప్టర్స్ దట్ వి సా, దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఆల్సో టాక్స్ అబౌట్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఉపాసనాస్ వెల్ నోన్ ఇన్ శాస్త్రాస్ అండ్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ది బ్రహ్మ సూత్రాస్. సో దిస్ చాప్టర్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ 24 సెక్షన్స్ అండ్ హ్యాస్ త్రీ ఉపాసనాస్ ఆర్ త్రీ విద్యాస్, నేమ్లీ ది ప్రాణ ఉపాసన ఆర్ ప్రాణ విద్య, పంచాగ్ని ఉపాసన ఆర్ పంచాగ్ని విద్య, అండ్ ద థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ వైశ్వానర ఉపాసన ఆర్ వైశ్వానర విద్య. సో ది ఫస్ట్ టూ సెక్షన్స్ దే డీల్ విత్ ప్రాణ విద్య ఆర్ ప్రాణ ఉపాసన. ప్రాణ హియర్ మీన్స్ సమష్టి ప్రాణ ఆర్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన. హిరణ్య గర్భ సీన్ యాజ్ ది ప్రాణశక్తి ఇన్ ఎవరీ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్, అండ్ ప్రాణ ఈజ్ ది వెరీ లైఫ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇన్ ఎవరీ వన్ ఆల్సో. సో వీ కెన్ సే దిస్ ఈజ్ ది ఉపాసన ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ లైఫ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇన్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్. ఓకే, సో వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన ప్రీవియస్లీ ఆల్సో ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ కాంటెక్స్ట్. హియర్ ది ప్రాణ ఉపాసన ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు బీ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ గుణ విశిష్ట ప్రాణ ఉపాసన. దట్ ఈస్ ప్రాణ ఈజ్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ మెనీ గ్రేట్ గుణాస్, the glories are virtues, vibhutis, and six gunas are mentioned here, which are number 1 jeshtatvam, prana the eldest, then shreshtatvam, greatest, most glorious, and then vasishtatvam, the most wealthy, richest, and pratishtatvam, the support of all, sampatvam, the same as vasumatvam, that is the sampath, wealth and family, and ayatanatvam. Ayatanatvam means the abode, the house of all, the support. So, yidrasha shadguna visishta prana upasana, that is the topic. Such a prana is to be meditated upon, that is the upasana. So, this is the main theme, and the Upanishad develops it in its own way, because Upanishad has its own characteristic ways of developing things. So, here also another instance of that. So, now we will start with the 15th, Panchamodhyaya, 5th chapter, Prathama Khandaha, first section. Yoha vai jeshtancha sreshtancha veda, jeshtascha havai sreshtascha bhavati, prano vava jeshtascha జ్యేష్ఠశ్చ యోహ వై వసిష్టం వేద వసిష్ఠోహ స్వానాం భవతి వాగ్వేవ వసిష్ఠః యోహ వై ప్రతిష్టాం వేద ప్రతిహతిష్ఠతి అస్మిగ్గుశ్చ లోకే అముష్మిగ్గుశ్చ చక్షుర్వావ ప్రతిష్టా యోహ వై సంపదం వేద సగుంహాస్మై కామాపద్యంతే దైవాశ్చ మానుషాశ్చ శ్రోత్రం వావ సంపత్ యోహ వా ఆయతనం వేద ఆయతనగుంహ స్వానాం భవతి మనోహ వా ఆయతనం. సో ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ద ఉపనిషత్ డస్ నాట్ సే దట్ ఆల్ ది గుణాస్ బిలాంగ్ టు ప్రాణ. ఈవెన్ దో వి సా సో మెనీ గుణాస్, ఉపనిషత్ డస్ నాట్ సే ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ బిలాంగ్ టు ప్రాణ. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఇట్ సేస్ దట్ ప్రాణ హ్యాస్ గాట్ టూ గుణాస్. Then one guna is attributed to the other organs, like the vak, chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, all of them. But after this, what happens? There is an eternal quarrel. Politics comes. It comes in the next portion. And what is the quarrel about? All the other organs, they want to find out which one is the greatest among them. So a story similar to us, what we saw in the Prashnopanishad. Because they are all jealous that prana is given two gunas. but they are each one given only one guna. So they go to Brahmaji, and Brahmaji said, I will give you a solution. Each one should go out for some time and see how the individual performs in your absence. Then what happens? First, vag goes away, vagindriyam. Nothing happens. The individual becomes what? He becomes a mauni. He doesn't speak. This is all. That's all happens. Similarly, chakshus, the eyes, shrotram, the ears, manas, the mind, they all go. Nothing happens. They all go for an year. Nothing happens to the individual. But when prana is about to go, prana has not gone yet. When prana is about to go, they are not able to survive. And when they understand that they cannot do without prana, they all surrender all their own gunas also to prana itself. Therefore, in the beginning, they all have got one guna, but after the story, each of their gunas are given to prana. And so prana gets 6 gunas. So presently, prana has only 2 gunas, so it got 2 plus 4, 6. So, Yohavai Jeshtancha Sreshtancha Veda. Prana has 2 gunas. One is Jeshtancha, means Jeshtatvam, being the eldest. And then Sreshtatvam, being the greatest. And Shankaracharya explains all this greatest and the eldest and all. How do you say prana is the eldest? For example, when the child is formed in the womb of the mother, manifestation of prana alone takes place first, and all other organs manifest later only. Because first, a living being should be, there should be a living fetus for it to live. Then only one can have faculties all develop and all those things. And how prana is the greatest then? So prana is the jeshtest. Then why prana is the greatest? The best, all full glorious. As the story will show later, that prana alone sustains all other organs. Minus prana, all others have no validity at all. And an independent upasana is prescribed here. Whoever does this prana upasana, namely jeshtatva, sreshtatva, visishta, prana upasana, yaha karoti, what is the palam for him? And what is the general rule? Yata yata upaste, tadeva bhavati. So as one meditates upon, so will be the palam. So one will become also jeshtaha and sreshtaha, a leader. Jeshtaha means a leader, glorious, sreshtaha, the best in the society. He will be such an important member in the society. Without him, many people cannot even function. Such a big role he will play. So jeshtascha sreshtascha bhavati prano vava jeshtascha sreshtascha. Then the next mantra says, Vasishtam Veda Vagvava Vasishtaha. The next glory is attributed to Vagindriyam, speech. Later that will come to prana also. But now it says, Vak is glorious as the richest one, Vasu. Vasu means wealth. That is why earth is called Vasundhara, Prithivi, Vasishtaha. Vasishtaha means wealthiest. How then Vagindriyam and wealth, they are related? Again, Shankaracharya says, one can earn any amount of wealth if one has got the right walk. Earlier, we have seen one particular saying, Lakshmir Vasati Jihvagre, Jihvagre Mitra Bandavaha, Bandhanam Chaiva Jihvagre, Jihvagre Maranam Dhruvam. Jihva means tongue. Jihvagre, in the tip of the tongue, Lakshmir Vasati. Mahalakshmi stays. And in the tip of the tongue, Mitra Bandavaha also, all your friends and relatives, they are all at the tip of the tongue. The way you talk, the way you relate to people. Bandhanam chaiva jihvagre, all bondage, all kinds of afflictions, they are also because of jihvagre. Jihvagre maranam dhruvam, one can even get death by using wrong words and wrong sentences. So the tongue can achieve anything, that tongue can destroy oneself also. So therefore, tongue or vak stands for wealth. Here also, as Upanishad is prescribed here by the Upanishad, vak upasana or vasishtatva vishishta vak guna upasana. So what is the benefit? One will have nice tongue. Jihwa me madhumattama. Again we saw in Taittiriya Upanishad. Let my tongue be very sweet. Let me use the right language at the right place. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, nabruyat, satyam apriyam, all that. Okay. Then Shankaracharya says, this upasana does not have much tatparyam because the ultimate tatparyam is what? Is prana upasana. And this is only a stuti. It is merely an arthavada only. And then the third upasana is, this I am just mentioning it because this is what, how Shankaracharya interprets all this. And the third upasana is pratishtam veda and chakshurvai pratishta. The chakshurindriyam, the eyes, it has got a guna, namely pratishta. Pratishta means support. And what is the connection of between eye and support? Again, Shankaracharya explains, one can walk on the road with balance only if one has eyes. Otherwise, one will lose the balance. So, durgasthalesho, ups and downs, you know, there may be a lot of roads where there will be ups and downs and all that. Thank God, there is eyes. Therefore, chakshuhu pratishta. So, the upasana is pratishtatva visishta chakshur upasana. And what will be the phalam for that? Pratishtavan bhavati. One will get good support. Then the fourth upasana is shrotra indriye sampadya gunaha. Sampad means wealth. Here it refers to all the sense objects. Earlier also Vasishtaha we said wealth. But that wealth is different from this wealth. Here all the sense objects, kamya vishayaha. One will get all of them. Vasishtaha wealth, prosperity. And here it refers to sense objects, kamya vishayaha. And what is the connection again between kamya vishayas and shrotrendriyam, the ears? Shankaracharya says, the ears alone, through them one hears the Vedas. And through the Vedic rituals only, one attains all the kamya vishayas. We have told in Karmakanda, there is a ritual for every kind of desires. So one can do this homa, this puja, that abhishekam. We can do so many of those things to achieve several desires, fulfill them. So Shrotra, Veda says all that. So Shrotra is the basis for attaining all the kamas. Because through Shrotra Indriyam, only ears only one can hear the Vedas. Then only one can do the rituals according to the Vedic injunctions. And then only all those kamas will be fulfilled. And what all kamas? Daivascha, Manushascha, the heavenly ones and the earthly pleasures also one can get. So what upasana should be done? Sampadva Visishta Shrotra Upasana. And the final upasana is Ayatanatva Visishta Mana Upasana. The manas, the mind, that is the next indriyam. And what is its glory? Ayatanatvam. It is the abode, it is the house, it is the residence of what? Again, Shankaracharya says, all our experiences, all our memories, all our information. It is a storehouse, the repository of all bits, like the memory bits, the bits of information. In fact, the very individuality is in the mind only. That is why during Sushupti Avastha, deep sleep, we don't have memories at all. We don't have individuality also. Therefore, Manaha Ayatanam. And what is the upasana prescribed here? Ayatanatva Visishta Mana Upasana. Thus, five upasanas have been prescribed here. What are the five? Just to summarize. Jeshtatva, Sreshtatva, Prana Upasana, Vasishtatva, Visishta, Vak Upasana, Pratishtatva, Visishta, Chakshur Upasana, Sampadva, Visishta, Shrotra Upasana, and Ayatanatva, Visishta, Mano Upasana. But ultimately, these five upasanas will be reduced to one prana upasana only because the others are going to surrender their virtues to prana itself that comes according to the story as I mentioned earlier that is given in the next portion we will read. Ataha pranaha ahagashreyasi vyudhire ahagashreyanasmi ahagashreyanasmiti Teha pranaha prajapatim pitaram etya uchuhum bhagavan kona shreshta iti తాన్హువాచ యస్మిన్ బవుత్క్రాంతే శరీరం పాపిష్టతరమివ దృశ్యేత్ సవః శ్రేష్ఠ ఇతి. నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ హూ షుడ్ బి ది లీడర్. ఆల్రెడీ దే ఆర్ నాట్ హ్యాపీ ఆల్ దీస్ ఇంద్రియాస్ బికాస్ ప్రాణా గాట్ టూ గుణాస్ దాట్ టూ ఆఫ్ ది బెస్ట్ గుణాస్ జ్యేష్ఠ అండ్ శ్రేష్ఠ. సో వాట్ దే డేట్ అహగుం శ్రేయసి వ్యూధిరే. సో వివద్ధాతు హియర్ వివాద దే ఆల్ దే డిబేట్ దే క్వారల్. సో ఆల్ ఆర్గన్స్ దే స్టార్టెడ్ క్వారలింగ్ అమంగ్ దెమ్ సెల్వ్స్ అండ్ ఈచ్ వన్ టెల్లింగ్ వాట్ అహగుం శ్రేయానస్మి ఇతి ఐఎమ్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఐఎమ్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్. అండ్ విన్ దే కుడ్ నాట్ రిసాల్వ్ ద ఇష్యూ వాట్ డిడ్ దే డూ దేహ ప్రాణా ప్రజాపతిం పితరం ఏత్య ఊచుహో. దే వెంట్ టు ప్రజాపతి బ్రహ్మాజీ ద పితా ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అండ్ ఆస్క్డ్ భగవన్ కోన శ్రేష్ఠ ప్లీజ్ టెల్ హూ ఈస్ ది బెస్ట్. అండ్ ప్రజాపతి సెట్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ టెస్ట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు పాస్ ద టెస్ట్ అండ్ హూ ఎవర్ ఇస్ ప్రూవ్డ్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఈస్ ద వన్ హూ విల్ బీ సుపీరియర్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద టెస్ట్ యస్మిన్ వ ఉత్క్రాంతే శరీరం పాపిష్టతరం భవతి. ఈచ్ వన్ షుడ్ గో అవుట్ ఉత్క్రాంతే మీన్స్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ ఉత్క్రమణం. సో వహ అమంగ్ యూ యుష్మాకం మధ్య అమంగ్ యూ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది డిపార్చర్ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ యూ యూ లుక్ అట్ ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ అండ్ వెన్ అ పర్టిక్యులర్ వన్ గోస్ యూ షుడ్ సీ వెదర్ ద శరీరం బికమ్స్ పాపిష్టతరం డెడ్ బాడీ అశౌచం ఇత్యర్థః. పాపిష్టాకి పాపి మీన్స్ పాపిష్ట మీన్స్ అశౌచం. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఇట్స్ అ డెడ్ బాడీ ఇట్స్ నాట్ సిన్. సో ఇన్ హూస్ డిపార్చర్ ద బాడీ బికమ్స్ ఇన్వాలిడ్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ వాల్యూలెస్ ఎ కార్ప్స్ దాట్ షుడ్ బి ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వన్. ఓకే దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద రిజల్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ సెక్షన్ పోర్షన్ వీ విల్ రీడ్. సాహ వాజు వాగుచక్రామ సా సంవత్సరం ప్రోష్య పర్యేత్యోవాచ కథమశకత ఋథే మజ్జీవితుమితి యథా కళా అవదంతః ప్రాణంత ప్రాణేన పశ్యంతశ్చక్షుషా శృణ్వంత శ్రోత్రేణ ధ్యాయంతో మనసా ఏవమితి ప్రవివేశః వాక్. చక్షుర్హ ఉచ్చక్రామ తత్ సంవత్సరం ప్రోష్య పర్యేత్యోవాచ కథమశకత ఋథే మజ్జీవితుమితి యథా అందా అపశ్యంతః ప్రాణంత ప్రాణేన వదంతో వాచా శృణ్వంత శ్రోత్రేణ ధ్యాయంతో మనసా ఏవమితి ప్రివివేశ చక్షుః. శ్రోత్రం హ ఉచ్చక్రామ తత్ సంవత్సరం ప్రోష్య పర్యేత్యోవాచ కథం అశకత తే మజ్జీవితుమితి యథా బధిరా అశృణ్వంతః ప్రాణంత ప్రాణేన వదంతో వాచా పశ్యంతశ్చక్షుషా ధ్యాయంతో మనసా ఏవమితి ప్రవివేశః శ్రోత్రం. మనోహ ఉచ్చక్రామ తత్ సంవత్సరం ప్రోష్య పర్యేత్యోవాచ కథమశకత తే మజ్జీవితుమితి యథా బాలా అమనసః ప్రాణంత ప్రాణేన వదంతో వాచాం పశ్యంతశ్చక్షుషాం శృణ్వంత శ్రోత్రేణ ఏవమితి ప్రవివేశః మనః. అతః ప్రాణః ఉచ్చిక్రమిషన్ స యథా సుహయః షట్పద్భీషశంకూన్ స్కంకిదేత ఏవమితరాన్ ప్రాణాన్ సమిఖదత తగుంహ అభిసమేత్యు ఊచుః. భగవన్నేధిత్వం నశ్రేష్టోసి మోత్క్రమీరితి. ద ఉపనిషత్ లైక్స్ రిపిటిషన్. ఇట్ వుడ్ హవ్ జస్ట్ టోల్డ్ డిట్టో ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఆల్ ది ఆర్గన్ సేయింగ్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద స్టైల్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్. ఇట్ మెన్షన్స్ ఈచ్ వన్ సెపరేట్లీ వాట్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఆర్గన్స్ సెడ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. సో వీ విల్ గివ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఫర్ ద ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర ఓన్లీ. సో వన్ కెన్ ఈజీలీ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ ద రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ క్యాన్ బి ఇంటర్ప్రిటెడ్ యూసింగ్ ది సేమ్ ఎక్స్ప్లనేషన్. Now, there are 5 organs, prana, vak, chakshuhu, shrotram, and manaha. So, we know all the meanings. The prana shakti, vak, the speaking faculty, chakshu, eyes, sight, shrotram, indriyam. The shrotram, indriyam is the hearing faculty, and manaha, mind, thoughts and all that. So, vak, uchakrama, the speaking faculty went out of the individual first. Proshya means went on a tour. And pravasaha means for what? For how long? Sambatsaram for 1 year, thinking how the individual can survive without me, and came back after 1 year and asked the question, Katham Ashakata Rute Majjivitum Iti. Majjivitum Iti, without me, how was your life? Katham Ashakata Rute. How was your life? It's asking. The other said, certainly without work, certain difficulties were there. But no crisis or anything, nothing like life-threatening. We could just survive without you, just as Kalaha. Kalaha means the dumb people. Dumb people, they cannot speak, but they still survive. There is nothing like a fear of death or anything. So just as a dumb person can survive without walk, so also we were temporarily dumb for 1 year, but nothing else went wrong. We were breathing with prana, hearing, and all that thing we were doing. That is, the other four faculties were working even in your absence. So if you want to go away, we will still be fine. In certain households also this happens. Some people, when they go, they think people are going to miss them. Of course, they may miss them for 1 or 2 days, 1 week maybe. And after 1 year, when they come back, things are still the same. Maybe some people are happy they went also. So Vak said, I will come back. Because Vak now knows there's no point in unless staying out. So it said, I will come back. I will come back. So Praviveshaha Vak. Then Chakshuhu, the eyes, it talked. So similarly, it also went out for 1 year and it came back and found no crisis, no danger for life at all. People could hear, people could speak, people could breathe, all that. So eyes also learned their lesson. Then the same story with Srotram. That's what all these things are given in the mantras. They are all repeated. Just only I'm summarizing. Then the same story with Shrotrendriyam, the ears, and it also came back. And like a deaf person, a blind person, a dumb person, so they all could survive. This also happened the same way. Say same story with the mind also, the thinking faculty, the intelligence. And when it went away, then also the person survived, like a baby. Okay, baby doesn't think, right? So it's a nice example of a baby. That's what is given. So the baby does not know how to think and still could survive. Even though the person became a baby for 1 year, so mind also found that it is not indispensable. That is the crescent story. So no danger to life, so mind also came back. Then prana said, can I now try to go out for 1 year? Ataha pranaha uchikramishan. See here, see the beauty. In all other places, it said uchakrama, they all went out. Now here, uchikramishan means, uchikramshati means, utkrantum icchati. Prana said, I am going to go out, I did not go yet, but it plans to go. Maybe it is packing all the packages and all that, keeping its packages ready. So all its, you know, prana means prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, all of them. So they were all about to, they pack up and go. Just then what happened? Yata sukhayaha padbisha shankun samkhideta. Suppose, for example, a powerful horse is tied to a few pegs. A horse is very powerful. It is tied to a few pigs. Then padbisha shankhu. So that is the pegs, the few pegs. They are pegged on the ground and the horse is tied to them. And when the horse goes out with all its power, these pegs cannot restrain the horse. The shankhu means the pegs. It cannot restrain the horse. On the other hand, the horse will uproot the pegs and drag along with it. It will go, they will all go along with the horse. So suhayaha. Suhayaha means very powerful horse. Hayaha is horse. Suhayaha, they put a visation on there. It's a very powerful horse. So whenever you measure power also, now these days, when we measure power, what do we say? Horse power. So our Upanishads knew even then. So sankhid means uproot and drag. Similarly, when the prana was about to go, all the faculties, they were also dragged along with it. That is why even as we grow old and in the deathbed, what happens to our faculties? When the prana becomes weaker, along with that, the eyesight becomes less, hearing becomes less, digestion becomes bad, memory becomes bad, all of them go one by one. Then what happens? Tagumha abhisametya uchuho. They did namaskara, abhivadaye they did to prana, and then said, Tvam edi, you stay here, please don't go. And why we ask you to so? Naha sreshtahasi, no more competition. We accept you as the greatest and leader of all of us. Therefore, what is our request? Ma utkrami, kindly do not go out. Okay. And what is the punishment for that? Because we quarreled and then we wanted to test all that. So there should be a punishment for that. They themselves give a punishment to themselves. Until now, we all had one glory to each of us. Now on, we accept defeat, that whatever glory we have, it all because of you only, because of your presence only, our glories have been there. So it says, therefore, we surrender that glory. Whatever glory we have, we surrender that also to you. That is said in the next two mantras. We will read. Atahainam vagu vacham yadaham vasishtosmi tvam tad vasishtositi atahainam chakshuru vacham yadaham pratishtasmi tvam tad pratishtasiti atahainagam shrotramu vacham yadaham sampadasmi tvam tad sampadasiti atahainam manau vacham yadaham ayatanamasmi tvam tad ayatanamasiti na vai vacho na chakshugumshi na shrotrani na managumsi itya chakshate prana ityeva achakshate prano hevaitani sarvani bhavati iti prathama kandaha. So now each one comes in front of prana and they say, people generally say, vag vasishtaha, I am the greatest. Now I say, I am not vasishtaha, but you alone are. I should be alive first to show my glory, and my living depends on your presence, to prana. Therefore, tvam vasishtaha asi. You are vasishtaha, I am not. So now prana has got one more guna, vasishtatvam also, in addition to its original two gunas of jyeshtatvam and sreshtatvam. So prana got now three gunas. Similarly, the eye surrendered its guna of pratishta. So pratishtatvam also went to prana, so four gunas. Then shrotram surrendered its guna of sampatva guna also. So prana became five gunas, endowed with five gunas. And finally, mind also surrendered its ayatanatva guna to prana. So prana has got six gunas now. Jyeshtatvam, sreshtatvam, vasishtatvam, pratishtatvam, sampadvam, ayatanatvam, shad guna, all this shad guna alankrataha, pranaha idani. So it became endowed with all these six gunas. What is the essence now? Life principle is the most important one. Minus life, all others have no value. So for the sake of survival, one can give up anything. Amputations, legs are amputated, hands are amputated, all those things can happen. And finally, all these organs say, in fact, we surrender even our name, very name to you. Really speaking, eyes are not really eyes. They are nothing but pranaha. So is shrotram. They all say here afterwards, we should be also called what? Prana only. No, separately ears, eyes and all that, we should also be called prana. That is the reason in the Vedanta Shastra, the word prana has got two meanings. One meaning is the pancha pranas, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. And the second one is all the sense organs, karmendriyas, jnanendriyas, they are also called prana in Vedanta. Then if all of them are pranas, then how to differentiate among them? Otherwise there could be confusion. So the pancha pranas are called mukhya prana. These are all terminologies. The pancha pranas, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. Though all those five, they are called mukhya pranas. And the indriyani, they are all called amukhya prana or gauna prana. So two names, mukhya prana and gauna prana or amukhya prana. So where do we find such usage? We saw in actually in Mundaka Upanishad. Sapta prana prabhavanti tasmat, sapta archishas samidas sapta jihvaha, sapta ime loka yeshu charanti, prana guhashaya nihita sapta sapta. So that is what it's there. We have seen that earlier. So in this Mundaka Upanishad mantra, prana means sense organs, and that is the reason for this is this story. From this story, that interpretation is given. So with this, the first section dealing with the prana upasana and prana stuti is over. Okay, now the next section, we get two topics associated with prana upasana. Namely, a drishti or an attitude or an angle to be developed by prana upasaka, the one who does prana upasana, what attitude or from what angle he should do the upasana as part of prana upasana. Technically, it is called prana vidya anga drishtihi. This is the first topic. And the second topic is a ritual to be done by prana upasaka. Whomsoever does the prana upasana, that ritual that he has to do. This is called prana vidya anga karma. So earlier is prana vidya anga drishtihi, the attitude. And this is prana vidya anga karma, the ritual, what ritual one has to perform. So we will read the mantra first and see the summary of the meaning. Dvitiya khandaha. Saho vacham kim me annam bhavishyati iti yat kinjit idam ashvabhyam ashakunibhya itiha uchuhu tadva etadanasya annam anohavai nama pratyaksham nahava evam vidhim kinchana anannam bhavati iti saho vacham kim me vaso bhavishyati iti apayitiha uchuhu tasmadva etadam asishyantaham purastacha uparishtacham adbihi paridadati lambukoha vaso bhavati anagnoha bhavati. So in these two shlokas, the first topic of prana vidya anga drishtihi, that is what is given here. It is said in the form of a dialogue. So in the previous section, there was a competition between prana and other sense organs. And prana is one, and all other organs praised prana, and at the end of the stuti, prana asked a question to all of them. Tell me, what is my food? What should I eat? Prana is asking all the other organs. Then all the organs declare that everything eaten by all living beings is food for you only. Therefore, asvabhyaha means right from the food eaten by a dog, swaha. Ashakunibhyaha, all the birds, whatever food they eat. In short, the food of all living beings is the food of prana. Okay, the concept is what? We should remember, the food offered goes to prana only ultimately. That is why when we eat, what do we say? Prana yaswaha, apana yaswaha, vyana yaswaha, all those mantras indicating the food is offered to prana. And here in the prana upasana, we are not discussing vyakti prana, the individual prana, but the prana which is in and through all the living beings, the samashti. Therefore, my food is eaten by the prana which is in me, which is in dog's food, eaten by the prana in the dog. Therefore, my food is eaten by me for the prana in me. The dog's food eaten by the prana in the dog. The bird's food eaten by the bird in the prana. So therefore, any food is eaten by prana in all living beings. Therefore, for prana, no food is banned, no taboo for prana. Because for the human being, a particular food may be taboo, but the very same food is eaten by another animal. Therefore, the organs say, a shvabhyaha, a shakunibhyaha, annam. And prana is given a title also here, anaha. Anaha means activity, another name for prana. This name is given because the name is alone the pratyaksha nama, the pratyaksha name, because We don't see prana directly. How do we see prana? We don't see prana directly. But what do we see? We see the activity of a person directly, which is caused by prana shakti only. That is why when we see an active person, what we call him? We call him a lively person. Life is there in him. That is, prana is there in him. Therefore, prana is called anaha. And for this anatmakaha prana, everything is annam. Then what is the conclusion now? Prana upasaka. The person who does prana upasana, that upasaka, should see all types of food as pranasya annam. He cannot have his individual likes and dislikes. He should see all types of food as pranasya annam. That is, sarva annam, prananam, is the prana annam iti drishtihi. One should have that angle, that view. So every annam is annam for prana only. And what is the greatness of this vision? Why a person should do upasana thinking like this? What is the greatness of this? One does not then look down upon any type of food. Annam na nindyad tadvratam. Taittiriya Upanishad says, we saw that. Same idea. Therefore it says, kasya kinchana annam anannam anannam bhavati. Kasya kinchana anannam, for that upasaka, no food is anannam. Every food he looks upon as anannam only. He doesn't criticize any food. From this, the commentators, they normally extend the law to some more things also. According to Shastra, certain types of food is not, you know, it should not be eaten. There is a vidhi, nisheda, all those rules are there in Shastras. One cannot consume this food, that food, all that, according to Shastra. Even eating is not according to ragadveshas. I cannot say I eat this because I like it. No, there is still a Shastra. But according to karya akarya vidhi, what should be done, what should not be done, as given in the Shastras. And if one violates that rule, one will become a papi. He will incur sin. So papa here means what? Chitta will become asamskritam. The mind, the thinking will become, instead of being a refined thinking, it will become asamskritam thinking, unrefined thinking, ashuddham. And will become unfit for Vedanta. Because Chitta Shuddhi, if it is not there, one cannot approach Vedanta. So to get Chitta Shuddhi, one should follow such rules. And the advantage of prana upasana is what? If one develops the attitude of prana annam, because of some difficult situation, if he is forced to eat what should not be eaten. In the beginning itself, we saw the story of a scholar, a pundit, going to a place where the elephants are being fed by a mahout. He gets that food and eats. So in such circumstances, it is followed. It's okay. If he is forced to eat, what should not be eaten? So for that violation, he will not get any papam. If he has prana anna drishtihi, if he has that attitude, if his viewpoint is from that angle, he will not incur any sin. But we should be careful. This rule will not apply for willful violations. Somebody says, okay, that rule is there, I will eat anything I want. Doesn't work. Therefore, the Upanishad says, tasya prana upasakasya sarvane prana drishti mataha kinchana anannam bhavati. He may violate without incurring any papa, even if he violates something. This is the prana anna drishtihi. And the dialogue continues then. The prana asks the second question. This is the first question it asks, what is my food? And the second question it asks is, what is my dress? Prana is asking these questions. What? Look at the upasana. Prana is asking all these questions. And then I have to do upasana and prana with these, in this perspective. How subtle and refined the mind should be to think in such minute detail. Vastram kim, what is my dress? Because everyone wants what? Food, then clothing, then shelter. And shelter is already got because my body is the shelter for prana. So food also is got now, just now. All food is food. Then what is the dress that I will wear? All organs, they all answer. Your dress is apaha. Water is your dress. That is the reason actually before eating the food also, we dress the prana by doing పరిశేషణ ఆచమనం అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్ సో అమృతోపస్తరణమసి ఐ స్ప్రెడ్ విత్ ద జలం అరౌండ్ ద ఫుడ్ సో అమృత రూపం జలం దట్ ఈస్ ద వస్త్రం ఫర్ ప్రాణ అమృత రూపం జలం దట్ ఇస్ ద వస్త్రం ఫర్ ప్రాణ అండ్ ది ఉత్తరీయం ఆర్ అంగవస్త్రం ఈస్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఈటింగ్ ద ఫుడ్ వన్ సిప్స్ ద వాటర్ అమృత అభిధానమసి సో అమృత అభిధానం దట్ ఈస్ ద క్లోథింగ్ సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద డ్రెస్ సో వన్ స్ప్రెడ్స్ బిలో విత్ వాటర్ స్ప్రెడ్స్ ఎబవ్ విత్ వాటర్ దట్ మీన్స్ ప్రాణ ఈజ్ క్లోత్డ్ ప్రాపర్లీ సో ప్రాణ ఈజ్ నౌ డీసెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డ్రెస్డ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వైలేట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ దెన్ ప్రాణ బికమ్స్ ఇన్డీసెంట్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెంట్ ఇన్ ద మంత్ర ఐమ్ దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ జస్ట్ ఫిగరేటివ్ వీ షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్ సో పురస్థాచ్యం ఉపరిష్టాచ్యం అద్భిహి పరిదదతి పురస్థాత్ మీన్స్ బిఫోర్ ఈటింగ్ అండ్ ఉపరిష్టాత్ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఈటింగ్ అభి పరిదదతి అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది సెకండ్ దృష్టి నౌ అప్సు ప్రాణ వాసో దృష్టి ఆర్ ప్రాణ వస్త్ర దృష్టి ఇన్ వాటర్ ఓకే సో వాట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రయోజనం ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఉపాసన వన్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ప్లెంటీ ఆఫ్ క్లోదింగ్ సో లంబు కోహ వాసో భవతి బట్ టెక్నికలీ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద మీమాంసా రూల్స్ దర్ ఇస్ ఎ కండిషన్ హియర్ దీస్ టూ దృష్టీస్ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు బి పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ ఉపాసన దర్ ఫోర్ ప్రాణ ఉపాసక అలోన్ క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ యాటిట్యూడ్ దెన్ అలోన్ ఫలం విల్ కమ్ అదర్స్ క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ ద యాటిట్యూడ్ విత్ నో ఫలం ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ప్రాణ ఉపాసకాస్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ అ ప్రాణ ఉపాసక టెక్నికలీ కాల్డ్ అధికృత అధికారిత్వం ఓన్లీ దోస్ హూ డూ ప్రాణ ఉపాసన అలోన్ క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ ఫలం యహ ప్రాణ విద్యాయాం అధికృత సహా ఏవ అన్నవాసౌ దృష్టౌ అధికృత సో ది అన్నవాసో దృష్టి టాపిక్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో కన్క్లూడెడ్ అండ్ నౌ లెట్ అస్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ ది నెక్స్ట్ టాపిక్ లెట్ అస్ రీడ్ తద్ద ఏతత్ సత్యకామోజా బాల గోశ్రుత ఏ వై వైయాగ్ర పద్యాయం ఉక్తౌ వాచ యద్యప్యేతచ్చుష్కాయం స్థానవే బ్రూయాత్ జాయేరన్నేవ అస్మిన్చాకాః ప్రరోహేయు పలాశానీతి సో బిఫోర్ గోయింగ్ టు ది సెకండ్ టాపిక్ ద ఉపనిషద్ గ్లోరిఫైస్ ద ప్రాణ ఉపాసన బై పాయింటింగ్ అవుట్ దిస్ ఉపాసన ఆల్సో కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది గ్రేట్ గురు శిష్య పరంపర ఇట్ హస్ బీన్ టాట్ బై సత్యకామ జాబాల టు హిస్ శిష్య గోశ్రుతి హూ ఈస్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ వ్యాఘ్రపాద సో వ్యాఘ్రపద్యాయ దట్ ఈస్ గోశ్రుతి సో ఉక్వాచ హి సెట్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఉపాసన ది ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ సపోజ్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ ప్లాంట్ ఈస్ డెడ్ ఆర్ వెదరింగ్ అవే ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇఫ్ వన్ ఛాన్స్ దిస్ ప్రాణ ఉపాసన పోర్షన్ బికాస్ ఇట్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ ది లైఫ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఈవెన్ ద డెడ్ ఆర్ విదరింగ్ ట్రీ ఆర్ ప్లాంట్ క్యాన్ ఈవెన్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు లైఫ్ సో దిస్ ఇట్ సేస్ శుష్కాయం స్థానవే యది బ్రూయాత్ దెన్ స్లోలీ దిస్ లీవ్స్ ద బ్రాంచెస్ దే ఆల్ కమ్ యాక్చువల్లీ వీ హవ్ ఈవెన్ హర్డ్ ఆల్సో పీపుల్ టెల్లింగ్ అబౌట్ టాకింగ్ టు ప్లాంట్స్ ప్లేయింగ్ మ్యూజిక్ all these things people do this is even science also by playing some music the plants they become healthy they grow well all those kinds of things so this is the glory of this vidya now comes the second topic prana vidya anga karma we did the upasana earlier now the drishti now it is the anga karma what is the ritual a ritual which is part of the prana upasana prana vidya and this ritual also enjoys adhikrita adhikaritvam one who does prana upasana alone is fit to do this ritual and not all others. Now we will read that portion. Atayadi mahajjiga ishadem amavasyayam dikshitvam paurnamasyagum ratrav sarvaushadasya mantham dadi madhuno urapamatyam jeshtaya sreshtaya swaheti agna vajyasya hutvam mante sampadam అవనయేత్ వసిష్ఠాయ స్వాహేతి అగ్నావాజ్యస్య హుత్వాం మంతే సంపాదమవనయేత్ ప్రతిష్ఠాయే స్వాహేతి అగ్నావాజ్యస్య హుత్వాం మంతే సంపాదమవనయేత్ సంపదే స్వాహేతి అగ్నావాజ్యస్య హుత్వాం మంతే సంపాతమవనయేత్ ఆయతనాయ స్వాహేతి అగ్నావాజ్యస్య హుత్వాం మంతే సంపాతమవనయేత్. We get an experience of karmakanda here. A particular ritual is prescribed as part of the prana upasana. One has to bring lot of oshadis, all types of herbs. Shankaracharya says, gramiyam aranyakancha, whatever is local herbs in your village and whatever is in the forest, bring all of them. And one should mix them with yogurt and honey. And one should sit in front of the fire that he uses regularly, Garhya Patni Agni and all that, we saw that earlier. And offer this mixture of the herbs and all these yogurt honey, that mixture, as ahuti, oblation. So the vessel and the mixture are both called mantaha. The vessel where he keeps the mixture, both of them are called mantaha. Then what should be the mantra for the offering? There is a mantra also is here for the offering. It is nothing but the six gunas of prana, namely jeshtatvam, sreshtatvam, vasishtatvam, ప్రతిష్టాత్వం, సంపత్వం అండ్ ఆయతనత్వం. సో జ్యేష్ఠాయ శ్రేష్ఠాయ స్వాహ. యాక్చువల్లీ జ్యేష్ఠాయ శ్రేష్ఠాయ సెట్ టుగెదర్, అదర్స్ ఆర్ సెట్ సెపరేట్లీ, బికాస్ దీస్ ఆర్ ద టూ గుణాస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ టు స్టార్ట్ విత్. సో సిన్స్ ద ఒరిజినల్ ఆల్సో దే ఆర్ టుగెదర్, సేమ్ షుడ్ బి సెడ్ ఆల్సో. అండ్ దెన్ వశిష్ఠాయ స్వాహ, ప్రతిష్టాయ స్వాహ, సంపదే స్వాహ, ఆయతనాయ స్వాహ. సో ఈచ్ After each offering of oblation, whatever is left in the ladle, that should be collected. It should not be thrown out. It should be collected, indicating whatever is left over should not fall down. So it is collected in another vessel called mantaseshaha. Whatever is left is called mantaseshaha. That is collected in another vessel, and that is what is repeated in the mantra. Mante sampadam avanayet. Sampadam means sesham, collected in the vessel. Then what to do with the sesha? It should be consumed. Whatever is left should be consumed, should not be thrown out. Using a procedure also is there. There is a particular japa, particular mantra that should be recited. That is before we consume, that one consumes that. And that is given in the next mantra that we will read. Ata pratisripyam anjalo mantamadhayam japati అమోన మాసీం అమాహితే సర్వమిదగం సహి సహి జ్యేష్ఠ శ్రేష్ఠ రాజాధిపతి సమాజ్యేష్ట్యగం శ్రేష్ట్యగం రాజ్యమాధిపత్యం గమయతు అహమే వేదగం సర్వమసానీతి అథ ఖలు ఏతయా రుచాం పంచ ఆచామతి తత్సవితుర్వృణీమహే ఇత్యాచామతి వయం దేవస్య భోజనం ఇత్యాచామతి శ్రేష్ఠగం సర్వధాతమం ఇత్యాచామతి తురంబగస్య ధీమహీతి ఇతి సర్వం పిబతి నిర్నిజ్య ఖగుంసం చమసం వాం పశ్చాదగ్నే సంవిశతి చర్మణి వా స్థండిలే వాచం యమ అప్రసాహం స యది స్త్రియం పశ్యేత్ సమృద్ధం కర్మేతి విద్యాత్ తదేష శ్లోక యదా కర్మసు కామ్యేషు స్త్రియగం స్వప్నేషు పశ్యతి సమృద్ధిం తత్ర జానీయాత్ తస్మిన్ స్వప్న నిదర్శనే తస్మిన్ స్వప్న నిదర్శనే ఇతి ద్వితీయ ఖండః. లాట్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్. సో హౌ ది మంత్రశేష, the whatever is collected after offering the oblation in that vessel, mantra sesha has to be taken by the upasaka, that is said here. So after the offering, oblations are done, this person has to collect the vessel containing the mantra sesha, whatever is remaining after giving the oblation, and do the following japa. What is that? He has to invoke the prana devata in the mantra sesha. Mantra sesha is that herbal mixture with yogurt and honey. What after giving oblation, whatever is remaining, whatever is collected. And what type of prana? Amasi. Amaha means prana. You are none other than prana. He is telling that mantra sesha to that mixture. He is telling amasi, you are none other than prana. And as prana, because that is upasana. And as prana, you are jyeshtaha, you are sreshtaha, you are raja, you are adhipatihi, you are the ruler, you are the controller, all of them. and you should bless me with also with all these. So jeshtyam shreshtyam rajyam adipatyam gamayatu, make me also the best. And just as one prana appears as all living beings, similarly I should also become everything. Sarvam asani, may I become everything. So this japa he has to repeat, keeping the vessel containing the herbal mixture, keeping away from the fire. So pratishripya, going back a bit, not just in front, he should go back a little bit and then do this. So there is a rule for that also. That is, holding the vessel, one has to go back a little, look at the mantra, that vessel containing the sesha, invoke the prana and then do japa. Then one should not eat also fast. For every mouthful, a particular mantra is given. Tatsa vitruvrani mahe payam devasya bhojanam sreshtagum sarvadhatamam thuram bhagasya dhimahi. Here the idea is what? That these are the mantras. So here the idea is what? That everything is annam of the prana devata. And this mantra also is annam of prana devata. Savituhu devasya bhojanam. Savita, savita means here prana devata. So prana devasya bhojanam idam, this mantra sesha is the annam for prana devata, and then we are seeking this annam for us. So vrinimahe means achamahe, we are taking it, and as we do that, we meditate upon the prana devata. So bhagasya dhimahi surya bhagavataha prana devatayaha mahatvam dhimahi, I am meditating upon that glory. We are meditating on the glory of the prana devata, and with that thought we consume this annam, remembering the glory of prana devata. And how one should chant this mantra also? This mantra has got four padas. First pada, tatsa vitruvrinimahe. Second pada, vayam vrinimahe devasya bhojanam. And third pada, sreshtagum sarvadatamam, prana is sreshta and all supporter. And the fourth pada, turam bhagasya dhimahi, shigram vayam dhimahi, dhyayamhi. So after each quarter, he has to take one mouthful of mantasesha, herbal mixture. So achamati means not doing achamanam, but bhakshayati. Mantasesham yeka kavalam bhakshayati. So for each quarter, he has to take one mouthful. And the fourth quarter, he has to finish the entire thing. Sarvam pibati. Then he has to wash the vessel. Nirnijyam kagumsam vachamasam va. He has to wash all of them. Then what should he do? He has to take rest. After that, he has to take rest. Because he has done a lot of karma ritual. And where should he take rest? That of paschad agnehe, on the west side of the agni, keeping the head on the east. It's a little far away from the agni. And where? Either on sthandile. Sthandile means the sacrificial ground, the yagashala, where the ritual is conducted. And there is a yagabhumi, or charmani. Charmani means on the deer skin or any other animal skin. And vacham yamaha, controlling his speech. That should be vach. He should not speak much. And prasahaha, mind control also. Mind should not be wandering here and there. Then whether the ritual and the upasana have become successful or not, that is indicated by the swapna that he sees. Maybe he sleeps, so he gets the swapna there. That is given in the last portion and in the next sloka. He says, if that person sees a woman in the dream, he now after doing all that he sleeps, if he gets a woman in the dream, and the striyam pashyati chet, and that indicates that the karma has become successful. And that stri also not any stri. Anandagiri writes, Uttamashtri, not any stri. So that is supported by the next mantra also, Tadesha Shlokaha. This is actually Brahmana Upanishad. We saw all that thing earlier. So a mantra is quoted, Yada karmasu kamyeshu striyagmu swapneshu pashyati. When a kamya karma is being done, on the day of that karma, if he sees a woman in the dream, then janiyat samridhyam, that karma will be fulfilled and will be successful. And here also rule is what? At the time of doing the ritual, not always, then no prayojan, which has been done at the time of doing the ritual. So kamyeshu karmasu satsu, at the time of kamya karma, because at that time swapna is not vasana janyam, that swapna has not come out of vasanas, Because if Vasana Janya Swapna comes, that means that he has the thought of a woman all the time and all that thing. That will be the reason. That Vasana indicates his weakness. But here he is involved in the ritual, meditates upon prana, not thinking of anybody, any woman or anybody. So it is not Vasana Janyam. So it's an indication of karma palam only. And that is the idea here. So tatra janiyatim tasmin swapna darshane, swapna nidarshane. And incidentally, 2-3 points are also mentioned here. We missed the statement in the 4th shloka, amavasyayam dikshitvam. Therefore, amavasyayam dikshitvam, paurnamasyam karma kartavyam. So he has to start. The time of doing the karma also is mentioned. During the new moon day, amavasya day, observing all disciplines, as sleeping on the ground and all that thing, he starts the ritual on the full moon day. These are all mentioned here, details of the ritual. Then the idea is that the dream is not because of an undisciplined mind or vishaya vasanas, but because of the efficacy of the karma. Thus, the karma will produce the result. What result? He will become jeshtaha, sreshtaha, raja, adhipati, all of that. So, with this, the second topic is also over. So, anna vaso drishtihi is the first topic and mantra karma is the second topic. So, both are angas of prana upasana and not independent karma. And incidentally, Shankaracharya takes the Swapnas 3 case in Vedanta for a particular purpose. This is an incidental point. So, even though it is not directly connected to this discussion, but I will just mention it. In Karmakanda portion, it is there for some purpose. But Shankaracharya converts it as an important pramanam for another topic. In Vedanta, there is a crucial question asked by other philosophers. No connection with this topic though, I am just only mentioning. We are saying where Shankara quotes this. According to Vedantin, everything is mithya. That's what according to Vedantin, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So world, Shariram, all are mithya. Then the Purva Pakshi, he asks the question, then if everything is mithya, is Vedanta also mithya or satyam? And the Vedanti says without any difficulty that Vedanta also is mithya. Then he asks the question, is Brahman Satyam or Mithya? Then Vedantin says Brahman is Satyam. Then the Purva Pakshi asks the question, Vedanta is the Pramanam for you, for Brahman, which you say is Mithya. And you say Brahman is revealed by Vedanta and Brahman is Satyam. Then the Purva Pakshi asks the question, how can a Mithya, unreal Vedanta Pramanam reveal Satya Vastu, namely real Brahma? For which there are many technical discussions, we don't want to go through them. But in this context, one of the answers Shankaracharya quotes is this mantra. And what is the connection? Shankaracharya says, here Swapna is real or unreal? Swapna is unreal. But through this, the Stri Darshanam, which is unreal through the Swapna, what does this person come to know? Samriddhim Tatra Janiyat. The karma palam of jeshtyam etc. comes to him. And these jeshtyam, sreshtyam etc., they are all vyavaharika satyam only. You can see them. So they are satyam, vyavaharika. So they are not as unreal as dream. They are satyam, you can see, you can experience them. Therefore, if an unreal dream can give the knowledge of the real karma palam, from this angle, karma palam is real only. So if an unreal dream can give the knowledge of the real karma palam, why can't an unreal Vedanta reveal a real Brahman? So Shastra itself supports it. What is that? Yatam kamyeshu karmasu striyam janiyat striyam swapneshu pasyati samriddhim tatra janiyat. Therefore this mantra is useful in Vedanta also. In what sense? An unreal thing can reveal a real thing also. With this, the prana upasana or prana vidya topic is also over. And from the third section onwards, we will go to the second upasana, namely panchagni vidya, a very, very famous portion. Even though not connected with Vedanta, it is a very famous upasana, panchagni vidya, panchagni upasana, that we will see. It has been even analyzed in the Brahma Sutra, in the third chapter, first section. So it's considered to be one of the very important vidyas that we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanamastu Narayana.